Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Mission Accepted. And if this is the first time that you are joining us, well, welcome to the tribe. We got quite a tribe that goes on here, and I always do a shout out because you guys rock. Thank you for the questions. Thank you for the inquiry. Thank you for the comments. And mostly thank you for sharing, because when we look up our analytics, we are in countries that we have not been yet. So you guys are sharing international, and I'm super excited about that. And I'm sure part of that is this big party that we're doing to celebrate International Women's Day. And there is causes all over the world for International Women's Day. And we are on this event, and we are strongly behind trying to heighten the remembrance of International Women's Day, the solidarity that happens in community, the collaboration that happens in community. And I'm so excited. Look, if you guys have been here before, you know that I have the most incredible guests that talk about their mission, why they're on the mission, how they got into the mission, who talked them into it, right? Do they want out of the mission? Like, what makes us stay on the mission? But then there's those, you know how we talk about entrepreneurs coming onto our show, that there's those women and men that entrepreneur it. They just, I always say it's an entrepreneur that can't say no, you know, those people. Well, I have two of them on the show today. And it's those people that are already on their own mission and get this extra epiphany, you know, the meditation, they're like, I'm not sure about this one, or they get a divine download, or again, they get talked into it or dragged into it, whatever works for them. Maybe one of them dragged the other one in, I don't know, we'll find out. But it's, you know, these ladies are on their own mission with their own business, so they understand entrepreneurship and all the fun and funk around that. But then they get cause-based. You know, it's kind of like this whole 262 project that we're doing, kind of like this podcast, actually, creating a platform for people to go. It's kind of like this cause that has a higher mission, a cause that has a collaborative mission. And so I had to grab these ladies on. Not only do I get to go spend some time with them, get back on that plane and go do some really cool things, but they're doing some really cool things with or without me. So I'd like you to meet Deb and Alona from Canada that have this really cool mission and this cause going on, and they're going to tell us all about it. So ladies, welcome to Mission Accepted.
Thank you, Deb.
Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Do you want to tell us, before we kind of get into what it is that you're doing, why don't you ladies tell us maybe how you met? Maybe you met in this organization. Kind of maybe tell us about this community cause, mission, membership, community going on, and then maybe share with us, how did you two hook up and go cray cray together?
That's because we were cray cray without each other, so we were better together. I had started a networking group back in 2009 and going strong and building that. And Deb kind of got involved as well. And we just kind of realized right from the get-go that we were better together and that we had these complementing strengths and that there was just this strong partnership that just worked right from the very beginning. And we just knew right away that we were better together than apart, that we could create something stronger with both of these complementing strengths. So we've been flourishing really as Calgary's premier networking group in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and in Edmonton, Alberta as well, since 2009. So 14 years, and we're still going strong, made it through the pandemic. And here we are today, doing and creating some things bigger than we could have ever imagined that could have been built. So, and that's what we want to share with you today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I want to kind of put it out there, listeners and viewers, because I know some of you are watching, some are listening. What I want you to get from this is kind of like a double message. So we're going to meet these incredible ladies and we're going to hear about what they're doing and why they're doing it. But for those of you out there that have that idea, so a lot of us are doing our own thing, but you're like, man, I would really love to, or I'd really love to join this organization, or I'd like to volunteer, or man, I am so sick of this, and you think you have a solution. You probably do. I love what Ilona just said about better together, because when you're building something that has this cause, you guys know in 262, there's a lot of people, what I call behind the curtain, right? To make the show production go. And you guys are like behind the curtain, making the show production go. But, you know, listen a little bit, and I'm going to ask some questions on some things about not only what you're doing, ladies, but kind of like what happens at your events, why some of the decisions for that, and see if you listeners out there don't get inspired from this to go do your own thing. So maybe, Deb, can you tell us kind of for you, what drew you in 14 years ago? Like, what was it that you thought, yeah, there's something here I want to help with, change, or inspire to?
Yeah, you know, I was invited to Ilona's launch. And when I went to the launch of the networking group, I thought, I want to be doing that. So Ilona followed up with me the following week and she said, how did you enjoy the meeting? And I said, I'd like to have a coffee. And meanwhile, Ilona's thinking, oh, can't we just talk about it on the phone? Like, what's all this secrecy? So I just wanted, because we really learned that during the pandemic, is that you don't get a vibe, you don't get a feeling, you don't get that when you're on a, especially back then, it was on a phone. It wasn't even on a Zoom, or we didn't even get to see each other. So Ilona agreed. And, you know, she tells me that, you know, I walked in, I had a jacket similar or the same as hers. And she's like, oh, she's got that going on.
Little fashionista like me.
Yeah. And, you know, we just started talking and I surprised her and I said, geez, I want to be doing what you're doing. And we did start with two chapters. That was just a couple of months. And then we decided really early on that we would be better together. So we did do that and we merged together and there's no looking back. I mean, we have been through so much together. We've been through good times and not as great times. And you know, there's been family members that have been ill or passed away or, you know, so it's not just CBWN and networking in this great community. It's about everyone in the community and each other, knowing that we've got each right. other's back.
Right. Ilona, we're saying CBWN a lot. Can you tell our listeners what is your organization and kind of what happens at a meeting? Like, we've heard membership and networking, so we got a good sense that it's women doing some great stuff, but what is for you that you created and what happens when you're there? And great for listeners to hear.
CBWN stands for Connected Business Women Network. And we hold monthly luncheons. And in Calgary, if you come to join us, we're at the Winston Golf Club. And we do an evening social at the Doubletree Inn in Edmonton. But for our special IWD celebration, which we'll talk about more as we get into our conversation, that will be at the Doubletree in Hilton in Calgary North on March the 6th, 2024. So in a regular CBWN luncheon, we're all about bringing women together, women entrepreneurs, sole proprietors, business leaders, so that they can grow professionally and personally. And we always find that, you know, definitely one can really lead into the other. And we bring women together for a common goal, to help them to meet others that they wouldn't necessarily meet in their everyday life. And so we've sort of provide that program and that platform. And we have sort of a platform that we go through each meeting that kind of keeps us on track but it also opens up for really nice organic discussions. And we have introductions. We have two community speakers. We have a two-course luncheon, hot luncheon. We break for visiting our marketplace tables. So we have that as well in the room. We have roundtable networking discussions, which are led with a question, and everybody has a chance. Everyone stops talking and listens to one person at the table. They have 1 minute, and then we move to the next. So everybody has an opportunity to answer their question, to introduce themselves and answer the question. So we have door prizes. We have lots of time for networking, getting to know one another, and building those bonds that are the start. It's just the start. And sometimes that's all we need, is the vehicle to get together. And then from there, Debbie's favorite statement is, let's get a second date. And so we create the first date. And then we say, you guys take it from here and go and do your other dating outside of here. Mm-hmm. So I'll have Debbie speak to some of the other opportunities within our group that are interesting, as well as our sponsorships, which are absolutely flourishing since we've changed that up a little bit. And Debbie, don't forget to talk about no membership required.
So, right. Let me interject there, just because for people that are putting their own cause yeah. together, and for people that are looking to project together. So there was a lot of things that you said that I just want to highlight before we go to additional things. And because every time that someone's creating a cause or an event or what have you, you know, the behind the scenes team, I know we do this. We come up with ideas. Some we yes, some we don't. Some we yes in 6 months. And it's all this kind of progression that serves the mission. Which, Deb, I'll ask you about the mission, because that's really important when someone's building a cause or taking it together. But I heard that everyone gets to be heard. They're sitting around a table. So you get that round robin need as someone who's in business. So obviously women in business is a big one here. And then you've got that, you know, everyone likes to eat. You've got that community piece where there's a break. You've got speakers that come in, so people are feeling educated. So it sounds like you have a lot of touch points, right? You've been going for quite a time now. So those touch points have probably been added on. And so now you've built your cause to have value, right? Because not a lot of times if people are starting a cause, you might be able to get some sponsorship. You might not. You have to prove your concept, but now you've got your concept proved. And so Deb, maybe you can, because you're going to go on and talk about some other things that you can do. These are the things that happen once you build, get strong, and as strong and consistent and congruent as you guys, because obviously you don't need to prove it anymore. Lots of results has happened. I'm sure you guys have the most incredible stories of things that have happened in that organization with women in there. So go ahead, Deb, take it away.
Thanks, Deb. Yeah, really behind the mission, I mean, really, we can't say it enough. It is bringing women together, like-minded, open-hearted women that really believe in collaboration. And it's not about, you know, coming in and selling. For sure, absolutely, that really doesn't work in our room. So it's those things come organically through mm-hmm. our group. The great thing is 14 years ago, we decided we weren't going to have a membership, and we do not have a membership. So as people come, they just pay as they come, they register. We have links on our website. There is a loyalty program, which really is a savings program and a benefit program. So they save on the lunch, they save on the marketplace tables in both cities, and they are allowed to, they have a bunch of benefits within that program. Mm-hmm. So there's mm-hmm. a mentorship program, and there's discounted eyewear, and there is a health program. Like they have to pay for that, but it's an opportunity to be part of a group health. And everyone is really heart-centered. So, you know, we really believe in the more you come to our meetings, the more the ladies understand that they start to get to know you. So they know, like, and trust. But the great thing about being membership free is we always have about an 80-20, 75-25, where we have our regulars, and then we also have new people. So you're always, always, you know, meeting new people, and that creates a lot of great new energy in the room.
No, that's great. That's great. I'm sure there's lots of things in there that people can hear from an implementation standpoint. So you must have decided way back, Ilona, it sounds like you kind of kicked off this party. Why women only?
That's a really good question. We know we're different than men. We think differently than men. We go through the world differently than men. And I think typically by nature, we tend to be more supportive of one another, so that we're like, yay, we have the sisterhood and together we all win. We've already mentioned that more than a few times. Mm-hmm. But men tend to work, as we view it, they tend to work more in silos, and they tend to work on their own. And they enjoy competition over collaboration, typically. And I think that's where women excel, and they really, really sets us apart, is that we produce those strong bonds. So as Deb said, we're getting that feeling of knowing, liking, and trusting one another. And that is the basis for what CBWN is all about. And so that you don't feel alone. If you're a solopreneur, you're not trying to figure things out on your own. You're bringing your problems, your issues. What can I do? How can I do this? Do you have a plan for this? How do you reach out? How are you handling social media? How are you balancing life? And these are all the things we talk about within a meeting. And I think that is what women do best. And we are great about sharing. And we find it easier to be vulnerable.
Mm.
And through that vulnerability and the sharing of those stories is really, I think, what sets us apart and takes us to the next level and lets us be able to see each other's hearts. And that is the center of who we are and what we do at CBWN. We're a nurturing, warm community with no barriers for entry. We just say, come. Just come as you are. That's why we say no membership. I didn't want there to be, from the beginning, from day one, Debbie and I said, we don't want there to be a barrier for entry. You need to put your money up front if you want to walk in the door. No, you have to pay for your lunch because somebody's got to pay for the lunch. But we want you to be able to come and stay and not have that be a barrier for you. So super excited that it continues to flourish and grow, and women get what we're putting out there, and women are growing their businesses, and they're developing a friendship, which has created a community.
Right. Very well. Well, look, I know we're kind of coming to close a little bit, and you've got something fantastic coming up. We obviously got brought together because now this is the cool thing, right? This is a prime example of what you just talked about, a collaboration. I've got a big, you know, we say IWD, if you don't know what that is, that's International Women's Day event happening. You've got an International Women's Day event happening. Thank goodness they're 2 days apart, because I get to party in both, and so do you. Thank God, right? I love this whole International Women's Day week thing. I'm like, whoo, because there's some really cool things going on. But here we've got two women, International Women's Day events going on. And here we are on a podcast together talking about collaborating, driving energy and excitement to your event, and then also to ours. So that's the power of collaboration. That's super, super cool. So I would like you to maybe share with us what you've got going on for International. I know a little bit, I know the inside scoop, but share what you got going on. International Women's Day is coming up 2024. And I know that you may be watching this in 2025. I mean, we play with our media for a very long time. These ladies, as well as us, will be having an event for International Women's Day years to come. So just take the year out of it, and let's hear what they've got going on.
Yeah, so, you know, we had our first ever the year before the pandemic, and we just had such a great event. And then, as I said, you know, everything closed down, the world went dark. And so we couldn't hold it for a couple of years. So we came back stronger and with more enthusiasm last year, to the point where we ended up having a waiting list. We had to turn people away. So this year we're ready. So on March 6th, in celebration of International Women's Day, our objective is to inspire and learn through storytelling. So it will be quite a different luncheon and day than our regular luncheons all the other months of the year. So, they will also, our audience will be equipped with practical tools and takeaways. And it is less of a networking event, but they will have opportunities to have round tables. And it is really a celebration of international women, and what a great celebration it will be. And we are so excited to be collaborating and having Deb as our keynote.
I'm so excited and honored to be asked. I mean, that's a big deal. You know what I mean? That's a big deal. I think when we start off in life, I mean, and when we start off in business, we never know where we're going to end up. And what a glorious, you know, honestly, for me, International Women's Day is such a big day. And what an honor to be asked to come and share to your women about International Women's Day and what I'm going to be sharing. Ilona, do you want to add anything to what you got going on?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Of course, our amazing keynote, and we are thrilled to have you. And I think it's just going to be the sort of the cherry on the top of our celebration. But we're going to start off with a little bit of a light breakfast. We're going to have a hot two-course lunch, where Deb said we're going to have the networking circles. We'll have our marketplace. We're going to have swag bags, which were off the charts. So thanks to our ladies who participated last year. The stuff we came away with was more than just paper in a bag. And it was amazing. And we certainly appreciated all of that. We'll be doing door prizes. We have a photo booth, which will be fun. And of course, we're supporting our chosen charity, which is Made by Mama. So take a look at them. They are a wonderful local organization helping women and children in vulnerable circumstances and giving them, you know, the food on the table and the clothes on their back to make it through another day. So women supporting women, Made by Mama. So we'll end with a dose of inspiration, which is kind of my hallmark thing that I do at every meeting. And it's just, again, connecting our hearts through this inspiration, which is always a great way to go away. And as Deb said, I think one of the most important things for people to know is if you are planning to join us for March 6, 2024 and going forward, we anticipate these to be sold out events each and every time. And we are happy to have to look for a new venue and keep expanding and knocking those walls down. But I would say there is a bit of an urgency to get your tickets because we really did have to turn people away last time. It was a great problem to have, but we want to make sure those who were really excited to be there are there and can participate. You know, it's the energy, the connections, the inspiration that flow in that meeting that make it really special. And it's vibrant, it's empowering. You come away just feeling amazed. And the connections that you make there, hopefully you can not only fill your spirit for the day, but then you can take onward into your life and into your business going forward.
And there is, you know, another way, like there's a couple other ways too. We do have a dedicated page on our website, but you know, there's other ways to be involved with the event. You know, you could buy your ticket, or who knows, maybe buy a table. And there's also sponsorship opportunities, but all that information is on our website.
Okay, thank you. Well, in summarizing, I mean, I think one of the things that I talk a lot about in terms of International Women's Day as a whole, being a very special day, being a day that lately, or for some people, it's a celebration of moments instead of a whole day or a whole week, where it's that, hey, it's International Women's Day. do some Facebook posting, do some Instagram posting, maybe send something to your sisters, you know, da 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 da. And then women have tended to continue the day as if they did the day before and the day after. And for us in our project, and I know for you, just getting women to stop, just like, woohoo, just stop and self-indulge for some women and self-affirm for some women and self-educate for some women, and also stand in a place of solidarity. I always say that, you know, we are very fortunate to have choice to celebrate International Women's Day. So, you know, ladies, don't stick a couple of Facebook posts out there and then do the same thing. Like, really take care of yourself that day, encourage others to take care of themselves that day or that week or however you want to play it. I mean, my goodness, you know, there's some holidays, like Thanksgiving's 4 days. You know, I mean, Thanksgiving's 4 days and International Women's Day is one day. I'm like, I think I want to sign that petition, you know, but also I believe in solidarity of the day in relationship to when you women are, every time you're organizing your event, every time you're putting it together, every time it's like, oh my gosh, they didn't show up yet or whatever. I mean, look at event planning. Okay. So every time all of that stuff's going on, I think we're not only saying to ourselves that this is important and to the community that we're serving, right? But I always say that, you know, so, you know, we're all in Canada right now. So let's say, you know, we make a movement in Canada. We take care of ourselves that day. I go and buy a ticket to go take care of myself and show up for your event. When we just make that little purchase, there's someone on the other side of the world that may not even have those opportunities that we said, yes, we said we're going to be in alliance with women that day. And there's some women, I use the same example over and over again, because I think we can visualize it. Walking into, you know, their boss's, you know, office, whether that boss is a woman or a man, and walking in and putting their hand on that door, and you know, they're sick to their stomach. They're like, everything's flashing through their head. Like, if I ask for this raise, am I going to get on? I want a day off, or I need a holidays, or I got to get, you know, from whatever it is. And all of a sudden they go to turn that door handle and it just opens. Like, it's super smooth. They just get this wave at their back. Everything calms down. All the confidence they ever had walks through, and they can clearly and articulately ask for what they want, ask for what they need, and ask for what they deserve. And I think that happens there when we do something here. I think something happens for us here when they do something there. Do you know what I mean? I think that's really the power of International Women's Day. Whatever we do locally happens globally and vice versa. So I may have soapboxed it a little bit.
Synergy
and energy, right?
Synergy and energy. Emotion. We're all feeling it. Yeah. We're all in it together.
Yeah. So I'm super grateful and I'm super excited, you guys. I want you to come participate. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to bring it. I am going to bring it. I don't know exactly what I'm going to say yet. These ladies are going to give me like kind of what I need to do and what I need to say, but I am going to bring it and I'm going to rock the stage as best I can, inspire, educate, and empower and align with these ladies and their mission. So I want you to come. I want you to be there. If I haven't met you in person, meet me there. I'm flying. Like, I'm flying. I don't care where you are. You can fly. Calgary is beautiful. It's got gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous mountains. I know if you live in a place that's mountainous, but there's beautiful people there to come see. And I would love to see you in person. And you guys have been following for a while. So if you want an opportunity, come to Canada, come to Calgary on March 6th, 2024. And I'd be happy to, I don't know, meet you and sign a book and give you a gift. Tell me you're from the podcast and I'll have a special gift for you. But ladies, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for joining us today. So yeah, brave up, start your own cause, do what these ladies are doing. Come see us in Calgary and happy International. And with that, we will sign off. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Stay groovy.